Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The eighth round of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo concluded in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 8th, Thursday night. In the bareback bronc riding, Canada showed its head with Oren Larson winning the round with an 87.5 ride on full baggage of the Frontier Rodeo Company from Texas. He won the $26,230 that each round pays in each event. In the steer wrestling competition, a 4.1-second time claimed the round for Clayton Haas. In the team roping competition, Indian Country was all over it. Navajo Eric Rogers was a 4.4 with his partner Corey Petska, finishing third in the round. They won over $15,000. Blackfoot Indian Cowboy from Montana, Dustin Bird, was a 3.7 with his partner Russell Cordoza, picking up the $26,000 plus. Navajo and Blackfoot Indian Cowboys finishing third and first in round number 8 team roping. In the saddle bronc riding, Time's Up was the name of the bucking horse from Texas. Rider Wright from Utah was the cowboy, scoring 87.5 to claim round 8 in the classic event. Tie down roping was very entertaining, with a fast time by former champion Louisianan Shane Haunchy with a 6.8-second time. Ladies barrel racing, Amberly Moore won the second round for her week with a 13.37, the fastest time of the week in the cloverleaf pattern. In the bull riding, the story has been Shane Proctor riding all his bulls. Well, that streak ended tonight. He was bucked off. Tyler Smith was 89 on Wayne Vold Rodeo Company Canadian bucking bull called Cooper's Comet. Steer wrestling has been a great race. Tyler Wagerspach from Louisiana is at $210,000, but you've got to remember that the best on 10 pays over $67,000, and that'll make a difference. His nearest competitor is Clayton Haas from Texas with $180,000. The wins tonight by Navajo Eric Rogers maintains his standing, representing Round Rock, Arizona at sixth place. He's got $150,000 won. Blackfoot Indian Cowboy Dustin Bird from Cutbank, Montana is at $200,000. He is really within striking distance for a world title. Luke Brown, the leader from Texas, at $211,000. Eric Rogers' team roping partner Corey Petska is at seventh in the Heeler division. Dustin Bird's partner Russell Cordoza is first. Jake Long is leading the Heeler division for the team roping. In the saddle bronc riding, Hunk Papa Lakota from South Dakota, Chuck Smith, is at $15,000. He's won $81,000, including his season earnings. Ryder Wright and Jacobs Crawley are 2-1. Crawley ahead by $50,000 with that $237,000 plus for the defending champion from Texas in the saddle bronc riding. In the tie-down roping, Brennan Eldred from Oklahoma is at 206 in second in the bull riding competition, behind two-time and defending world champion Sage Steele Kimsey of Oklahoma. Kimsey has $252,000 plus one to lead the bull riding world standings. There is a bona fide race for the all-around championship of the world. Clayton Haas from Texas has $195,001. Russell Cordoza from Oregon with $204,000. Dustin Bird, Blackfoot Cowboy from Montana, has $10,000 ahead of the field with $214,000. He has roped and steer wrestled through the season that allow him to be eligible for the all-around standings. He is roping at the National Finals Rodeo in the team roping only. We spoke to Dustin. Here's what he had to say after winning round number 8 in the team roping.
Yeah, that feels pretty good. Pretty good steer, and we made a pretty good run tonight, so we're pretty happy with that. It's always good to visit with everybody in the Indian country, and I'm awfully proud of my heritage, and I sure thank the support I get from it. That's what we always talk about. We started out in the Indian Rodeo and get to be a big family, and everybody helps each other out, and we've known each other for 25 years for most of our lives, you know. To come here on this level all year, we help each other out. If we need a ride or we need a horse or we need anything, we're always behind each other, and that's the first person we ask. We're always willing to help each other out and go the extra mile for each other, and it sure is nice to have some people out there like that.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.